Saga Egmont presents A Prison Diary by Geoffrey Archer, read by Jonathan Keeble. Volume 3, North Sea Camp, Heaven. Introduction read by the author.
Dear listener, compared to HMP Belmarsh, Hell, the Category A prison in southwest London, or even HMP Wayland, Purgatory, HMP North Sea Camp was, frankly, a holiday camp. Most prisoners there are preparing to return to the real world, whereas I knew I'd be stuck there for 18 months, which meant the authorities weren't quite sure what to do with me. To begin with, I was put to work in the administration block to assist the officers with their daily routines. This was interesting, as I was finding out how the prison worked from the officer's point of view. However, the key job in that particular prison was to become the hospital orderly, a position I applied for and finally got when the inmate who held that post was released. I worked with three doctors and a dedicated matron who they were lucky to have. I arranged their daily schedules and acted as their dog's body. I slept in the hospital, which was almost always empty. And so, frankly, that side of life, no noise, having my own TV, could not, given the circumstances, have been much more pleasant. My daily tasks involved arranging the order the prisoners saw the doctors and dealing with the inmates who were being admitted to the hospital itself, many of whom were drug addicts. It was fascinating, not least because the doctors treated me as an equal, and the prison governor, another immensely civilized man, was happy not to have any problems at the hospital. As my release date approached, the time came for me to leave the hospital and prepare to return to the real world. I was given a job at the Lincoln Theatre. But you'll have to listen to the book to find out what happened next. Thank you for choosing this book, and I hope you will enjoy listening.
Day 89. Monday the 15th of October 2001. 2:30 p.m. The signpost announces North Sea Camp 1 mile. As we approach the entrance to the prison, the first thing that strikes me is that there are no electric gates, no high walls, and no razor wire. I am released from my sweatbox and walk into reception, where I am greeted by an officer. Mr. Daff has a jolly smile and a military air. He promises that after Wayland, this will be more like Butlins. In fact, he adds, there's a Butlins just up the road in Skegness. The only difference is they've got a wall around them. Here, Mr. Daff explains, the walls are replaced by roll calls. 7:30 a.m., 11:45 a.m., 3:30 p.m., 8:15 p.m., and 10 p.m., when I must present myself to the Spur office. A whole new regime to become accustomed to. While Mr. Daff completes the paperwork, I unpack my HMP plastic bags. He barks that I will only be allowed to wear prison garb, so all my T-shirts are taken away and placed in a possessions box marked Archer, FF8282. Dean, a prison orderly, helps me. Once all my belongings have been checked, he escorts me to my room. Please note, room, not cell. At NSC, prisoners have their own key, and there are no bars on the windows. So far, so good. However, I'm back to sharing with another prisoner. My roommate is David. He doesn't turn the music down when I walk in, and a rolled-up cigarette doesn't leave his mouth. As I make my bed, David tells me that he's a lifer, whose original tariff was 15 years. So far, he's served 21, because he's still considered a risk to the public, despite being in a DCAT prison. His original crime was murder, an attack on a waiter who leered at his wife. 4 p.m. Dean, reception orderly, informs me that Mr. Berlin, one of the governors, wants to see me. He accompanies me to the governor's porter cabin, where I am once again welcomed with a warm smile.